C'est temps pour une autre édition de notre programme connu comme la Tasse de Café sur KVPI La Ville Plate. C'est 3 minutes après l'heure de 8 heures à KVPI 1050 The Legend sur KVPI FM 92.5. Ça, c'est Mark Lane, Martel Ardouin et Charlie après prendre la place à Gemma à ce matin. Et le programme est présenté à vous comme un service par notre sponsors Coburn Supply Company, Rocky Riders Collision Center, Brown's Furniture Showplace, Industrial Supply and Sports, Bon Ami Insurance Agency, Prairie Manor Nursing Home, Dr. Jake LaFleur, Tietz Food Store, Peter Strawitz, Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Carey's Rue, Sooner Auto Salvage, Savoie Medical Center, Eric Gill State Farm Insurance, et le Blake's Pharmacy. Ça, c'est le sponsors qui fait possible notre programme tous les lundis à 16h ici. Et tu peux écouter notre programme sur les deux stations, sur KVPI 1050 AM, The Legend, et sur KVPI FM 92.5, Classic Hits, sur KVPI FM. Et si tu es loin d'ici, tu peux écouter sur notre website, kvpionline.com et classichits925.com pour écouter sur le computer, sur votre smartphone et un tas de moyens pour écouter notre programme à ce matin sur notre programme La Tasse de Café pour un lundi matin. Et n'oublie pas que les lignes de téléphone sont ouvertes pour le restant de notre heure. Tu peux, si tu veux charger avec moi et Charlie à ce matin, t'es invité pour faire ça. Appelle 363-2124, area code est 337-363-2124 pour charger avec nous autres. Peut-être t'as un compte, un comment, une question, comment tu dis un mot en français ou en anglais, ou t'as des mémoires de l'échange de les années passées. Et t'as des charges pour charger avec nous autres pour, et t'es invité pour faire ça. Et garde dedans, il est là, monsieur Charlie Manuel. Comment ça va, Charlie?
Oh, ça va la queue de but ce matin.
Yes, donc, sir.
Pas essayer de mettre ensemble dessus ça ici, là, la paix. J'ai pas essayé de remplacer un homme de pas remplaçable. Ça fait de la rime, son?
Oh, it does. Jim is a special person around here, Charlie, une voix qui est bien connue, and he's under the weather, so we certainly appreciate you sitting in, Charlie, this morning.
On n'est pas going to essayer de le remplacer. On est juste going to prendre sa place.
Exactement.
Jim, get well. Je connais la peine d'écouter. Il souhaite qu'il est couvert jusqu'à le nez, il sort en bas la couverte. Là, c'est ça, moi, je le peux faire si c'est dans sa place à lui.
All the way to the nose, Charlie.
All the way to the nose. Là, je vais te dire une chose. Si tu m'excuses, si tu me donnes un temps. Je n'ai pas eu le temps d'attraper le mot du jour.
OK.
Ça fait. On va quitter toi, dire quelques paroles. Peut-être que je peux en trouver une. In the meantime, Mark.
All right, Charlie, we are going to do that right now. We're going to talk about one of our good sponsors right now, and that's going to be for Blake's Pharmacy. The next time your physician gives you a prescription, be sure to take it with full confidence to the registered pharmacist at Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatanya and Ville Platte. Pharmacist Pat Andrews and the staff are dedicated to providing you down-home one-on-one service. You're never a number on a computer file. You're a member of their growing family of customers. Everyone at Blake's Pharmacy have one goal and one aim, to help you get well again. When you walk in through the doors of their pharmacy on South Chatanya, you're greeted by their friendly personnel. And if you're looking for a new pharmacy that'll give you that old-fashioned friendly service, be sure to visit Blake's Southside Pharmacy. They'll fill your prescription exactly as ordered by your doctor. And visit them for a wide selection of trusted over-the-counter products and remedies that have helped generations of families, plus a big selection of gifts for all occasions. Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatanya and Ville Platte. Phone 363-7497. 363-2124. And Charlie, we have somebody on the telephone line right now.
Mais allons, Charlie, bonjour, qui tu parles?
Bonjour, Mr.
Tu peux toujours parler, Tim?
He survived?
Oh, I tell you what, barely.
Oh, man.
That was the hottest tea cotton bowl. And, you know, I've done football since 1971. That was the hottest game I ever saw.
Well, I'll tell you what.
And I can tell why, Mr. Jim, you know, hopefully it's not from the heat, because we could get well, Mr. Jim, but, man, it took a lot out of me. But God was good. We had a good crowd. No injuries, you know, the boys for both teams had really, and their training staff and coaches did a really good job in keeping them hydrated so that we didn't have a lot of cramps or things like that. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. I'd like to thank all of our sponsors who generously donated. I'd like our politicians, our businesses, all our volunteers, our civic groups. I'd like to thank KVPI, and I mostly like to thank God. God was good to us. Mm-hmm. And I have to give a special thanks to the most popular man that night. And y'all know who it is?
No.
Mr. Kevin Vail and his snowball stand.
He was popular, huh?
He couldn't put it.
He sold 644 snowballs.
Ooh. Whoa.
Actually, they were sweating. They were working like some dogs, but I think they ran out of cups, they ran out of juice, they ran out of ice. But
my goodness.
He was the oasis in the desert. But 640, so they made $1,200 for the school, and donated to the school. So thank you, Mr. Kevin and Miss Ashley.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we made a very good impression on our friends from Seattle.
Good. Uh-huh. Good.
They really were impressed, and they saw that they had wrote that the Teacot Bowl is truly a fervent and a force for unity and good. And we made our mayor happy because her Bulldogs won.
She was.
So I guess Dr. Chuck will wear his jersey, his Bulldog shirt this week. But thank you, Mayor. Thank you, all the people of Ville Platte. Thank you, cheerleaders. Y'all did a cheer together. Thank you. But thank you to the players.
You know, one of the highlights, in my opinion, Tim, and Charlie and I were there Friday morning, was that special prayer that you and all the ministers did. That was something that really was very touching.
Oh, Mark, it was all awesome. It was good. That was really touching. And that was the spirit that held through the whole thing. You know, to be that warm and to get all those people out.
Yep.
And have all those people come to the game and stay and have good spirits. And you know, sometimes the game is one way to the other, and you hear complaining on one side or this. All we heard was good things. And the kids played great. They played awesome. We had a referee squad from New Orleans. They had never done our game. They had heard about our game. And after the game, one ref said, "It's everything you said it was. Clean game, hard fought, good sportsmanship." So that's all you want. That's all you can want. And thank you, Jesus, for us to be able to get together as a community and enjoy each other and enjoy our boys.
Did we have
Jim? There's a lot of thank yous that needs to go out to around here, but I'd like to bring in a big thank you to Dr. Chuck Aswell and his wife Estelle.
That has become one of the highlights, and it gets bigger every year. Y'all saw how many, I mean, there were people parked all the way down the road, and just a good, good spirit, no trash talking. All that good nature between the mayor and Dr. Chuck. She tried to guard him on, but he wouldn't take the bait. But you know, he and Miss Stella are so gracious to open up their beautiful home. And, you know, that sets the day right. Well, we actually started there early because we had early that morning because we had two TV stations coming to our game.
Right.
That's
thank
great.
you, Miss Melanie Moore, principal of Ville Platte High, for having such a good organized campus and making it easy for the game. And thank Mr. Jesse Buse for organizing and getting all these things together. Well, most of all, thank God. God is good to us.
And you know what, Tim? We had the pleasure of interviewing, her name fails me, the representative from Channel 15.
Yes.
She came by.
I forget, too. I'm getting old, too.
She was from Chicago, right?
Yes.
She's from Chicago. And I think she was really impressed.
Yes.
You know
but
what?
She says she don't mind this hot.
She says she likes living in Ville Platte. And
give me the heat. She had enough snow.
She likes this temperature of 100 degrees and
the
humidity.
I tell you what, she was a good trooper. And we'd like to thank George Faust and Gerald from KVPI. And they came, and Miss Candace from KADN, Channel 15 came. And, you know, that was coming on their own. We didn't have to send out invitations. They came, and the mayor had a friend that with a drone, and boy, that pep rally, Mr. Charlie, that pep rally at Ville Platte High was something else. I tell you what, you know, the whole gym was rocking, and the mayor was rocking, and the principal and Coach Randall and Coach Seurat had the place rocking. It was something, and it carried on to the field, and this year, the Bulldogs won, but both teams won honor. They won honor for us, their families, themselves, and their God. They
I'll tell you what,
really, really well, and they can be very, very proud.
Tim, I'll tell you the reason why all of this, and I shared this, I think it was in Friday's program. We started off when KVPI was just a local Southwest Louisiana radio station. We had our boundaries. Now, today, we're worldwide. So we've opened up our boundaries to the whole world, and that's why the Tea Cotton Bowl is going to continue growing as it is.
Well, I hope, I think, and you know, like you said, we opened up with Southwest Louisiana. We kept that Southwest Louisiana unity and friendship and good spirit and hospitality, and that's what enables to be attractive to other people. Well, look, I've talked enough. Thank you all, KVPI, for all you do for us.
And, Tim, I think I know a good therapist if you need one to calm your nerves.
Oh, she'll make me work. No, she'll take. Hey, it's just the heat. The heat kind of got to me. So I'm on my way to getting better. So
now you got all.
Next year, Susan said she's going to start preparing me 2 weeks before. Eat bananas, drink your Pedialyte Gatorade. She will get me ready. And I didn't wimp out during the game, but after the game, oof, it went low. But thank God and thankful I have a good wife and a good family that supports me. And thank my son Jacob for all he did for us. I'm just a blessed man.
Miss Susie's up in the wings on this, but she is to be given a lot of credit. She keeps our man, Mr. Tim, on the go and ready to go.
Yeah, well, she said, this next year I'm going to start 2 weeks in advance to feed you stuff. And so it's not so hard. So, but I worked less than I ever did because I had so many generous people giving their time. It's just the heat kind of got to me, but I'm good now. Good to go.
Well,
y'all
great.
Have a blessed day, and God bless Ville Platte.
Thank you very much,
Thank
Tim.
Thank you, Tim. All right, another call, Charlie.
Et bonjour, Kitsi Pog. Hello, you need to lower your radio.
Hello.
We can't understand anything.
Okay, they're listening on the computer, Charlie, and they're not listening to on the phone because there's like a 1 minute delay or something. So when you're on hold, put down the radio or put down the computer sound and listen. So we'll have, and you got a word of the day, Charlie.
I found a word of the day. Can you believe in all of this over here? Empty.
Empty.
E-M-P-T-Y.
Don't know.
Vide.
Vide, yes, vide.
La boîte est vide.
Yes.
Yes, c'est ça. To empty a well, or, let's see, to empty a load. Let's go with empty a load, Mark.
I don't know.
Décharger.
Décharger.
Décharger. Décharger. About empty-handed?
Don't know.
I'll use the expression, he arrived empty-handed.
Uh-huh.
How would you say that in
Kajay? Don't know.
Mais il arrivait avec les mains vides.
Les mains vides.
okay. And I'll rest my case. Empty-headed.
I think you're staring at me too much on that one. Let's see. Empty-headed. Don't know.
Ignorant ou tête vide.
Tête vide.
Je ne vais pas dire rien d'autre chose. Je vais quitter ça, aller comme ça.
OK. Let's take another phone call, Charlie.
All right. Et bonjour.
Good morning, Mr. Charlie and Mr. Mark.
Ça va bien, vous?
Oh, it's all right. I just wanted to wish Mr. Jim... Herbie recover from his little whatever he has, and it's time for Mr. Swabber to come back because I miss him. I hope he comes back soon from his vacation.
He's back. He'll be at work today.
Oh, that's good because I love him on the radio.
Well, he'll be back, and you'll be able to relax and enjoy.
He'll be in this afternoon.
Oh, that's wonderful, and you know it takes everybody at KUPI to make a good radio station. You all do a wonderful job.
Well, thank you. All compliments are appreciated, you know that.
Listen to everybody at that station. Every DJ that plays on the board.
They can't hide from you, huh?
No, sir. I like all of y'all.
Well, great.
Thank you very much.
And we enjoy you as a
Bye-bye.
Listener.
Thank you, Stephen. 363-2124, Charlie. Let's take a break. On va écouter un message pour Le Brown's Furniture Showplace.
It's an astonishing and unbelievable sale, but it's what you've come to expect from Brown's Furniture. Through the close of business this Monday night, you can take up to 4 years to pay for your purchase without paying one penny of interest. Or if you prefer, you can pay cash for your purchase and Brown's will pay the sales tax for you. It's true. All good things must come to an end, and this sale is no exception. When Brown's Furniture closes the doors on Monday night, this sale is over. So get your furniture now and save! The showroom floors are packed with the brands you know and trust. Come sit on a new sofa, stretch back in a man-sized recliner, or try a new mattress set on for size. Make your selection and take up to 4 years interest-free to pay for it. That would be September 2023 without a single penny of interest. Or pay cash for your selection and Brown's will pay your sales tax. It's astonishing and unbelievable, but it all ends Monday night at Brown's Furniture Showplace, all locations.
All right, Mark. I'll tell you what. Let me say a few words now about another one of our fine sponsors, and that is Rocky Rider Collision Center. Now, if your vehicle is in need of a little help, a little body work, frame work, or just a little touch-up to spruce it all up, come by at Rocky Rider's Collision Center, 404 Tate Cove Road. Rocky and his experienced staff will treat your vehicle as if it was their very own. They specialize in collision repair, frame repair, color matching, so that your damaged vehicle looks just like new. Plus, they do everything under one roof, including setting you up for a car rental. Now, they accept all insurance companies and offer free estimates. Rocky Rider has over 30 years of experience, and all the work is guaranteed. Rocky Rider's Collision Center is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Come by or call them at 363-0997. Rocky Rider Collision Center, your hometown car repair. They now have a notary on site.
Okay, Charlie, you ready for another phone call?
Oh, beware. Oh,
not for us. And we want to remind our listeners, we got it official, Charlie. We have it booked. So we're asking our listeners to mark on your calendar to come join Jim Swallow, Charlie Manuel, and myself Wednesday night, September 25th at 6 o'clock for our annual La Tosta Cafe reunion. And it's going to be at the same place where we've had it in the past, like last year and the year before, at Main Street Pizza and Pub on West Main and Ville Platte in the back area. It is the one time where we leave our radio studios to meet with our listeners. There's no admission charge. Food and drink will be available. It will not be on the radio, so make plans to join us. We're going to have a lot of fun every year. We look forward to it. And again this year, we're going to be inviting our students in the French immersion schools to come meet us along with their parents and the teachers to do a little demonstration of what they're learning in the French immersion program. That's always a lot of fun, Charlie. So again, that's Wednesday, September 25th, and that's what, just a couple of weeks from now, and Charlie?
Yep.
The 25th of September, Wednesday night, 6 o'clock at Main Street Pizza and Pub.
And you're not going to be seeing the Three Stooges either, or Three Monkeys. You're going to be seeing us three, La Tasse, the Café Bunch.
You know what I like about this, Charlie? We always get to meet people that we only hear their voices. Now we get to see them face-to-face, and they get to see us face-to-face. And it's not just on the radio and just not voices, but we get to see each other.
One thing, Mark, while we're on this subject, on this, I personally would like to take this time to give respect to one of our old-time listeners that we lost this past weekend. We got the news. Our old friend and our queen of the nursing home.
Yes.
We are talking about Miss Evelina Gooden. Passed away this past, what, Friday or Saturday?
Yeah, this past week.
And she will be missed by us and I'm sure by a lot of other people. So I'd like to say thank you, Miss Evelina, for the past contributions you made to our program.
And you know what? Speaking of the reunion, Charlie, she even though she was in a wheelchair, she still made a way to come. She's come to several of our reunions in the past. And we're always going to remember her smile. She had a twinkle in her eye, and she always looked forward to talking with us. And she always enjoyed, conversing with us on La Tasse de Café.
And talk about the Tasse de Café, Miss Becky brought
my
tasse.
You got your coffee.
Let's see. Oh, Lordy, c'est bon.
Let's take a break, and we'll wait for another phone call. Sur la tasse, give us a call. Chat avec nous en français ou en anglais, comme tu veux. Let's hear a word now from Eric Gill, State Farm.
Hi, this is State Farm agent Eric Gill. It's tough out there, and you're probably feeling it with every bill you open, every payment you make, and every paycheck you stretch a little bit further than the last one. It means cutting costs. And one of the best places to start is at my office, Eric Gill State Farm. I am there to walk you through a free discount double check and make sure you're getting the car insurance discounts you deserve. Whether it's being a good driver, having a good student, or combining your car and home policies. I know how to turn 10% here, 15% there into real savings. Savings that could add up to hundreds of dollars. Now that's cutting back on cost without cutting back on coverage. Sounds good? Then give me a call, Eric Gill State Farm, at 363-7737. We're located at 605 East LaSalle in Ville Platte. Because being there to help keep more money in your pocket is why I'm here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right. Thank you very much, Eric. Mr. Eric Gill, State Farm Insurance Agency right here in Ville Platte. Go by and visit with Eric and his friendly staff today. 363-2124 is our phone number, and you're invited to give us a call to chat with us on any topic that you want to bring up. Charlie, c'est ton tour.
Well, I don't know what, Mark. Qu'est-ce que tu veux dire? N'importe qui?
Yes, sir.
Peut-être pour charrier pour Tite's Food Store.
Okay.
C'est un bon sujet, une bonne place pour parler pour Coutipade, and jolie place, and bonne place pour vous aller. C'est tout à l'aise, y a pas rien, c'est pas foulé. C'est tout large, et les places, tu sais, vous pouvez se croiser dedans les halles et tout ça. Ça fait le service et ça meilleur. Si va a Marseille, si peut pas trouver l'article pour garder pour juste le monde à un de les travailleurs là. Ils vont vous directer directement. Probablement, ils vont vous emmener directement à l'article dessus ça là. Vous pouvez tout le temps être sûr. Vous devez être bien traité à la nouvelle boutique, la nouvelle location de le Tite Food Store. C'est le bout du ouest de la Grande Rue, ici dans la Vie Plate. Par exemple, ils ont pu faire des spéciales comme ça ici, là. Ils ont pu vous offrir le Sanderson Farms drumsticks et tailles. Ça, c'est les cuisses et les hanches de poulet. 79 sous la livre. Ensuite, vous pouvez trouver le fresh pork. Ça, c'est le loin roast, le fresh loin and roast. Un twin pack pour 79 cents a pound. OK, les chevrettes, big easy chevrettes. 150 comptes en montant. Un livre pour, ça c'est 4 pour 10 piastres. 4 pour 10. Et ensuite le water-made rice, le medium grain, 20 livres, 11 piastres et 99 sous chaque. Les T-bones, de viande de bête, les Black Angus, Black Canyon Angus, pour 5 piastres et 99 sur la livre. Ensuite, les oignons jaunes, un bac de 3 livres, 99 sous chaque. Et vous avez trouvé les jardinages, les picked sweet vegetables, de certaines varieties, 8 à 16 onces, 5 cannes pour 5 piastres. Ensuite, vous avez trouvé l'eau pour boire, le Nestlé's Pure Life Water, un 24-pack, un demi-litre, 2,99 chaque. Le riz Manhattan, ça c'est le long grain, le riz 20 livres, 8 piastres et 99 sous chaque. Et ensuite, le Bikin, le Coven Wagon Bikin, 14 piastres et 99 sous la liste. Et puis, allez continuer on and on and on. C'est la boutique la plus vaillante que vous avez trouvée. Et ça vous offre toujours la meilleure viande bouconnée que vous pouvez s'imaginer. Ça peut ship ça n'importe qui vous en veut. Du savoir pour faire ses venir et discuter votre besoin avec les vaillants mondes en Tis Food Store. West Main à La Ville Plate.
Oh, yes, sir, Charlie. Are you in a giving mood?
Giving? Well, sure, always in a giving mood.
We got in a whole big shipment of Old Farmer's Almanac for next year, Charlie.
Oh,
we always look forward to that. You know that. You and Jim and I liked it. And the brand new Old Farmer's 2020 Almanac is out. And this is our personal copy, Charlie. So, let's hang on to that. But you know what, Charlie? We're going to give away one right now. We're going to give away one ever for the next few programs on La Tasse de Café. So if anybody's interested in winning a free copy of the brand new 2020 Old Farmer's Almanac, all you need to do is start calling here at La Tasse de Café, 363-2124. And if you're the third caller getting through, you will win a free copy. So start calling now, 363-2124. Miss Becky will answer the phone. And if you're caller number three, she'll take your name and number, and you'll have a copy waiting for you here at KVPI. It's got some interesting stuff in there, Charlie.
I was reading the front cover. You know, they said you start with off it. It's the original Farmer's Almanac. Useful. With a pleasant degree of humor.
Mm-hmm. A lot of interesting stories. I mean, I love to read it cover to cover.
And it says it was founded in 1792.
It's like it's one of the oldest publications. I think it began with Benjamin Franklin.
Don't know, but it said Robert B. Thomas is the, I guess, the publisher at the time.
Okay.
And this is got, I guess, this says number 228. Must be number 228 edition of Farmer's Almanac on this over here. And it gives you everything. Let's see. They give you why we have the seasons and the first days of the moon seasons. And, oh, hey, listen, it's packed. It's packed with information.
I did an interview with one of the editors, Charlie, and I asked her, I said, listen, we look forward to the Almanac to give us what kind of winter are we going to have down here in the Deep South? And she says, based on the predictions, and they have like an 80% probability rate, and they're saying that here in the deep south, it's not going to be all that cold, but it's going to be wet, Charlie. We're expecting a rainy, wet winter.
And well, let's see.
And we have a winter?
I'm looking at the winter 2019-2020.
Okay.
The Louisiana. Now, Louisiana is split in half. It's split between mild with soakers and pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're offering for the winter time to come on this, between now and next year on this. So, yeah, we do have a winner. We have the winner, Philip Ardwin.
Philip
Ardwin, 459-1807.
So, congratulations, Philip. Come on by the radio station and pick up your free Old Farmer's Almanac. And we've got some more to give away in another show on La Tasse. So keep listening for your chance to win. Right here on KVPI. Phone lines are back open if you want to chat with us this morning to La Tasse de Café Port and Lindsay Martin.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll tell you what.
We're going to have some fun with that book.
I'm going to have to get hold of one of these copies on this over here because I love to read up on their information.
Charlie, I posted this. I shared somebody. In fact, it was Sue LaFleur that shared this with us, Charlie. We have a picture of it. And she says, oh, my goodness, I made this old-time Cajun pie. The old Cajuns, my mom, my grandmother, and my great-grandmother would make this pie in French. Now, you help me with this, Charlie. La tarte à la, how do you say it, bouillie?
À la bouillie.
Yeah. À la bouillie. For those who don't speak French, I believe it's called a milk pie. It's very delicious, sweet, but not too sweet. It's creamy and silky, trying to keep the old Cajun recipe and ways alive. Now, a lot of people are riding in. They love looking at this pie, but they want the recipe. So anybody that knows the recipe on how to make this kind of pie, you give us a call and share this wonderful old recipe with us, okay? Have you remember eating this, Charlie?
Mark, I tell you what. Don't talk about new recipes. I don't know if there's any such thing as new recipes.
Old recipe.
It's all old recipes.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
In order to qualify as a, it has to be old to be a recipe. The new ones out there, that's your current events, they call that. La bouillie, ouais, c'est bon ça, Lamarck.
It's good stuff, Charlie.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
So if you know the recipe on how to make one of these pies, give us a call here at KVPR. Or if you just remember enjoying that from your by your mom making it or your grandmother, give us a call here at KVPI. While we take a break, we'll hear a message now for Savoie Medical Center.
Bonjour, mon ami. Mon nom est Brent Burge, and pharmacist to Savoie Medical Center, le Savoie Cancer Center pour plus de 30 ans. Si quelqu'un dans ton famille besoin la soin de cancer, le choix pour vous autres. La docteur Paul Zhang du Medical Oncologist, aussi Dr. Lawrence Menache du Radiation Oncologist, acceptez-moi le nouveau patient. Peut-être voir un docteur loin de la maison, mais tu veux, il suit ton soin près de la maison, t'es pour faire ça à Mamou Cancer Center. Juste appelle ton docteur pour faire arrangement pour faire ça. Aussi, si tu as besoin de traitement pour anémie, du osteoporosis, les maladies du trip, appelle Savoie Cancer Center pour faire arrangement. Parce que le choix est pour vous autres. Laissez les familles et nous autres. Soyez la famille et vous autres. Merci.
All right, Mark. My turn?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to tell you what. I'm gonna be talking to you now about Sooner Auto Salvage. Now, they're located at 2102 West Main in Ville Platte. And they offer you a large selection of auto parts for any make or model, whether it be American-made or foreign. They also have parts for motorcycles, for imports, trucks, classics, vans. And if they don't have that part that you're looking for, let me tell you one thing. They're going to do their darnest to find it for you. Absolute best. Sooner Auto Salvage also offers you a complete auto service. They work on transmissions, on wheels, brakes, struts, starters, alternators, air conditioners, whatever. And if your vehicle needs a little checkup, be sure to let the certified mechanics take a look at this, and they'll tell you what needs to be done. And they want to remind you that all parts and labor are warranted when it comes to the parts. Now, you have a choice if you want brand new parts or reconditioned parts. They're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5, and if you find yourself also without the need of a mechanic or something, but you need a wrecker service or a towing service, you're encouraged to call Sooners Towing and Wrecker Service at 363-1960. Come in and visit with Donnie and Amanda. Tell them hello. Tell them how you appreciate their work that they're doing for you. And they'll tell you one thing. They're happy to have you as a customer. 2102 West Mainville Platte. Call 363-7226.
And we want to say a big shout out to one of our faithful listeners from the Eunice area, Joanne Desitel Ardwange. And she posted, Charlie, on our Facebook page, "Hi, Charlie and Mark, we're listening to you in Gulf Breeze, Florida."
Oh, boy, they're revving it in. Oh, they, sitting on that front porch, just letting that Gulf Breeze to blow in their face. Boy, that's living.
Let's take another call, Charlie.
Hey, bonjour, qui tu parles?
Bonjour, Charlie and Mark.
Bonjour.
Ernest. I say Ernest.
Where, Ernest?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning? Hi, Charlie.
We're doing fine, man. Doing drinking fine, that Charlie. Cup of coffee is right. Good.
I just wanted to give you some news that Miss Ellen, what's her name? Goodlett, she died.
Yeah,
sir.
We just announced that a few minutes ago.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, we appreciate the news anyway, Ernest.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank y'all. Y'all have a good day.
She will be missed.
Keep us.
Yes, sir. Yeah, she will be missed. She was one of our church members.
Well, keep us informed on the situation.
Okay, the funeral will be Saturday at Antioch Baptist Church.
Good.
And the wake will start from 8 to 11.
8 to 11. And
that's the
Saturday.
Wake, yeah. The funeral will start from 11 until, yeah.
Okay.
They announced it yesterday in church.
Okay, and what church again?
Antioch.
Antioch. It's on Lincoln Road, but not too far from the fire station.
Right.
Yeah, at Big Old Bricks Church. Yeah.
Reverend Ben's church.
Yes, sir. Reverend Ben. Yes, sir. Saturday morning.
All right. Thank you for the information.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Thank you, Ernest, for that information. 363-2124. Let's take a break. Et on va écouter un message pour Peter Strawitz, Edward Jones.
Hi, I'm Peter Strawitz, your Edward Jones financial advisor. Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goal. Please contact me at 337-363-7870 or contact me at 120 West Main Street, Suite 1, Ville Platte, Louisiana. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
All right, thank you very much, Peter. Go by and say hello to Peter at your local Edward Jones office right here in Ville Platte. We have about 17 or 18 minutes left on today's edition of La Tosta Cafe for a Monday morning. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call here at KVPI, 363-2124. Charlie?
On n'a pas de phone call de l'Estelle. Ça fait, on va chanter pour le Coburn Supply. Coburn Supply in Eunice and in Opelousas are now offering granite for your home. The perfect addition, excuse me, to your new home or your bathroom. Coburn Supply is your number one headquarters for lighting and plumbing fixtures, appliances, hardware, home decor, and now granite at great prices. Coburn Supply has been serving the KVPI listening area for more than 50 years. Your number one choice for electrical, plumbing, and air conditioning needs. Now, you'll enjoy dealing with the friendly, knowledgeable people on a one-to-one service at Coburn's that they won't give you in any of those big box stores. So if you're planning to building a new or remodel home, visit Coburn's in Eunice or Opelousas for no obligation estimates on your next project. In units, visit with Kobe and the crew at 770 North C.C. Dusson Street. Call them 337-457-7324. And in Opelousas, visit the Ernie and his staff there and check it out, the beautiful showrooms at 2601 West Landry Street. Call 337-948-8266 when you need, or what you need to do, when you need to do, is to go and visit with Coburn and Eunice and in Opelousas.
Charlie, we posted a vintage picture of an old Gulf service station back in the 60s. And boy, it reminds me of the Gulf station that was it Ines Bolfin that ran a Gulf station here in Ville Platte? And there was a Gulf station in Mamou called Tees Gulf. And I wonder if anybody has any memories of the Gulf stations in our area.
Well, let me go back one step further with that Gulf station. Mr. Ines Bolfin was the modern Gulf station. But in the heydays, it was Mr. Hugh Emanuel.
Hugh Emanuel?
Hugh Emanuel had it.
Same place?
Same place. He's the one who ran it for years.
Across from the hospital.
Exactly, on that corner on this. And our friend, Mr. Huey, was the one that he'd always tease Jim and I about KVPI. Because we'd keep talking about our relatives in Beaumont, and Port Arthur, listening to us on this. He said, you and Jim must have put that tower in a pot of water in order to get that four out of it. he'd always make the mention. And that was his remarks on this. But in those days, it was true. I had relatives in Houston, in the Port Arthur area, and they would catch KVPI from time to time up there.
That was on the AM station.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the AM went a lot further back then, Charlie.
We'd reach and touch someone every once in a while.
Yeah. Let's take some more calls.
Hey, bonjour, qui tu parles?
Hey, Charlie, it's Henry Emanuel, your niece.
Well, Henry, could my tasse de café, could la petite demi-tasse? Ça fait du bon café, ça.
Tu crois, Jim est couvert comme paupière, plutôt d'être couvert qu'on nez?
Peut-être ça peut y arriver, ça.
Il a l'air conditionné, glacé, il a fait ronfler là, comme un gros ours. Là.
Soit ça, ou il a fait donner ses instructions à Miss Cat.
Ah, ça peut arriver aussi.
Ah, ah. Il n'y a pas de doutance. Il appelle Prenez-y, je ne le blâme pas.
Yeah, mais le café, ça fait un jour de jus. Pour mettre dans ce type d'intermittent, c'est pas le café qu'on continue à faire dans ce temps-là.
Non, parce que maman a l'habitude de griller son café. Et ça sentait dans tout le voisinage.
Après, tu avais bu une tasse, tu avais bu assez pour la journée.
Oui, mais ça l'a quitté dans un petit chacouel. Tu mettais la graine de café dans cette petite chacouel.
Je vous souhaite une bonne journée, Charlie.
OK, Henry, merci.
OK, bye-bye.
Thank you. Another call, Charlie.
Hey, bonjour, qui tu parles?
Hello.
You're on the air.
Yes, Jimmy Thomas, how you doing?
Hi, Jimmy. That's another Gulf station man I almost forgot about.
Uh-huh.
I'm the only one so far that's living, I think.
That's it, Jimmy. I'd forgotten about you. I'm glad you called.
Yes, sir. You were the first one, then after Bullfine, Ville Platte.
Yeah.
And Teets built the Gulf station in Mamou.
Teets, yeah.
I had Phillips 66, and I went to Gulf.
Uh-huh.
What year did you go to Gulf, Jimmy?
1960. 64.
Wow.
1964. I've been here 59 years now.
A few years.
January the first.
A few years, then, Jimmy.
Yes, sir. And the thing about it, I had the Phillips 66, and I went to Chevron. So I was the last dealer that Mr. Marvin had over here that's living.
Yeah, but can you qualify Chevron? Isn't that the old Gulf?
Yeah, Chevron was a good company to deal with, but Gulf was a good too.
Yeah.
And Phillips 66 was good also, but they had more promotion for the Gulf. But when I started with Chevron, bloom like a rose. I mean, I tell you, we pump some gas.
There you go.
You moved a lot of gas, huh?
Yes, sir. When they stopped me in 91, they said my tanks wasn't, you know, discontinued thing. But then I just got them out about 2 weeks ago.
Wow. Oh, you did.
And the thing about it, they stopped me, but I was pumping 2,200 gallons every 3 days in Mama.
Wow.
Boy.
So you were moving some gas.
Yes, sir. And then they dug the tanks. They were still good. They were still brand new because they had sand in it. The one I had is a 2,000. Mr. Marvin had one, a 2,000, and I had a 1,000 and a 500. The 500 was bad. But the other three I had, they were good. So I don't know why they done that. You know, the DEQ, they're bad. They're bad. So that thing fell all on me, $30,000.
Wow.
To pull them out and put some new ones.
I was responsible just for one, being that it was my property. I had to dig it out and pay for it, plus my concrete. Man, they tore me up.
Jimmy, when you started it way back in 64, how much was gasoline selling for at your pump?
53 cents a gallon. We were making 15 cents a gallon.
Wow.
But I did work over in Houston in 1959. The gas was 17 and 18 cents.
Oh, my goodness.
And they had gas wars. Gulf and Exxon was all the time fighting against each other.
Uh-huh.
So they all the time had a station to across the street to each other, and they'd fight each other. And it was rough, yeah. But in Houston, I left in 59, and I stayed there a while, and I came back in 60 because I was making just $47.50 a week over there, and my rent was $15 a week.
Oh, no.
So when I got married, I told my wife, we make $30 a week over here. We're better off. And I tell you what, I made $30 until I bought that place.
Uh-huh.
And my wife was making $12 cleaning the house. But the gas was 53 cents a gallon.
Oh, boy.
Things have changed a lot since then.
Oh, Lord, have mercy, yes. But that gas situation right now is kind of bad. They went all to self-service. But when we had full service, we pumped some gas, and we gave people, you know, what they needed, like clean the windshields and check their oil and everything. You know?
Yep.
But you know what, Jimmy? We went to visit in Texas this weekend. I'm surprised the price of gasoline in Texas is higher than here around Ville Platte and Mamou.
I know that. I don't know. A long time ago, they didn't have the tax.
Yeah.
And the tax is high, much higher over in Texas right now than in Mamou.
Well, the thing is, it used to be the tax situation, they would have a heavier tax on the homeowners.
Owners, yes.
And less on the autos.
And the autos also, they would weigh the cars during that time.
Right.
But I tell you what, Mamou don't go down on that gas. I buy my gas right now in Ville Platte. And buy them in Eunice. I just left Eunice, $1.98, but over here it's $2.50 or
$2.25. Oh, they're
proud of it. I find a lot of gas, you know, because I sell cars right now, and, it's rough. You got to buy where you can to save money.
That's right, buddy, that's right.
Yes, sir.
But Jimmy,
well, I just want to let you all know that, and I want to thank you all for talking to me.
Appreciate it.
If you don't need any information, I'm here.
Thank you for sharing all that wonderful memories there, Jimmy.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Okay, our good friend, Mr. Jimmy Thomas, and we'll take some more calls, Charlie. But let's hear a word now from Dr. Jake LaFleur.
Dr. Jake LaFleur specializes in adult primary care at Evangeline Primary Care Offices at 503 Jack Miller Road, Suite B in Ville Platte. You're invited to visit with Dr. Jake LaFleur today. His office hours are 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and from 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. on Fridays. They also accept walk-in patients during those hours. Most insurance plans are accepted. Dr. Jake LaFleur practices internal medicine, covering common diseases such as diabetes, asthma, emphysema, arthritis, and gastrointestinal diseases. That's Dr. Jake LaFleur with medical offices at 503 Jack Miller Road, Suite B in Ville Platte. Call his office today to schedule a visit, 363-7036.
Okay, now, let me tell you what. We're talking about doctors this, doctors that. But let me talk about something that you're going to think about eating instead. Now, here in Louisiana, we all love our Cajun food, and that's an understatement, especially our gumbos and our barbecues and jambalayas. We also are lucky to be able to get Cajun ingredients made right here in Ville Platte. Now, I'm talking about Carrie's Roux products. Carrie LaFleur, the owner of Carrie's Roux and Pig Stand Barbecue Sauce, is the son of Archange LaFleur, the original maker of Pig Stand Barbecue Sauce. Now, in 1975, Archange came up with the idea of ready-made roux. Now, it's not gumbo unless you use Carrie's Roux. Carrie's Roux extends its lines of products, which include Carrie's Roux, No Fat Roux, Dry Roux, Carrie's Gumbo Mix, Bisque Mix, and Jambalaya Mix. And they have their new product, which includes a garlic buttered flavored spray. Great on anything. Also a barbecue flavored basting sauce. All of their products can be found throughout Louisiana, Texas, and Mississippi. If your grocery store, your merchant, is not carrying your products that you want, be sure and ask them. And also visit Carrie's store at www.carriesroux.com. And you can now order any of the products, and they will ship them right to you, and you can start cooking great Cajun food. Remember, for true Cajun flavor, call Carrie, Debbie, or Ross at 363-6100.
Getting me hungry again, Charlie.
Oh, bon, bon fricasse, Telemore.
Let's take a call.
Et bonjour, qui tu parles?
Mr. Charlie.
Yes, sir.
This is Artie.
Hi, Artie. How are you?
Good, good. I remember in 1975, the gas was 29.9 or 31 cents a gallon at Dizzy's One Stop.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Back in 75.
I was in high school. I had just got my driver's license.
And we all thought it was expensive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was the good old days.
Yeah. Boy, if the price would drop down like this, I don't know what we'd do. We'd go crazy.
Hey, with $5 in those days, you could drive a whole week.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. But anyway, it goes
y'all have
with
a good day and good talking to y'all.
Thank you, Artie. We appreciate the call, buddy.
Y'all welcome. Good. Bye-bye.
Bye. Another call, Charlie.
Hey, bonjour, qui tu parles? Hello? He's going to give up, Mark.
Hello? I guess they gave up, Charlie.
That price must have been the same price as Artie. No competition.
We're going to hear a word now from Bon Ami Insurance.
Bonjour, mes amis de tout le staff au Le Bon Ami Insurance Appraisal and Real Estate Service, 423 East Bennington Platte, in the heart of Cajun country. L'office de Bon Ami est paré pour vous donner les codes sur toutes vos assurances pour les chars, les trucks, homeowners and business, as well as all types of building contractors, including workers' comp and general liability insurance and life insurance, too. And you can depend on a good staff with over 45 years combined experience. At Bon Ami, you'll find their friendly staff of Bo and Hazel and Cowboy Phil. And enjoy a bon cajun visit and a cup of complimentary coffee every day. The office is across from the Old Floyd's Record Shop on East Main. Et ça parle un petit peu de français. Travaillez dur pour vous donner les meilleurs discounts dessus votre besoin d'assurance. Ils vont vous traiter comme la famille. And see Cowboy Phil, who's a licensed appraiser and real estate broker. Phone number 363-8888. Ça, c'est pour Bon Ami Insurance Appraisal and Real Estate Service, right là-dessus East Main, à la Ville Platte.
All right, okay. Mark, I tell you what I want to do here. If you're looking for the right facility for your loved one when they are in need of a short-term rehabilitation or long-term skilled nursing, it can be a difficult task for you, a difficult job. Now, the folks at Prairie Manor Nursing Home will be happy to help you and able, they're ready, willing, and able to answer the many questions you may have before making that decision. Prairie Manor is a not-for-profit organization whose mission is to provide the highest quality care, utilizing the skills and knowledge of the entire staff as valued members of their care team, which provides 24-hour skilled nursing care, including physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Now, we invite you to come and tour the facilities, and they allow them to demonstrate what a wonderful home and family we have at Prairie Manor Nursing. And that's located in Evangeline Parish, in Pine Prairie, in fact. For more information, you're asked to please call 337-599-2031. And you may come in at any time to experience the warm, family-oriented atmosphere. Prairie Manor Nursing Home is an equal opportunity housing and employer.
Charlie, and we're going to hear word now from Miss Sherry in Industrial Supply and Sports.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Sherry from Industrial Supply and Sports, your True Value dealer. It's that time of the year again, getting out our guns, checking our ammo, trying on our camouflage clothes, see if they still fit, see if our rubber boots leak. Do I need a license? You stop and think, where do I go? Let me answer all your questions. Industrial Sport, check out our Browning clothing, lacrosse and mug boots, Campbell Frog Talk, Rainwear, and Dutch Harbor. We are newly remodeled and we will be impressed. The shelves are full of wonderful merchandise. It doesn't matter where you hunt or what you hunt, for Industrial has it. It could be doves, squirrels, ducks, or deer. There's everything you need. And last but not least, it's also a hardware store and paint shop. Come see us. And always remember, respect the law, the land, and the game. At Industrial, every project is a true value. Our blessing goes out to our men and women in the military and in the blue.
Thank you very much, Miss Sherry, for all the folks over at Industrial Supply and Sports at Charlie's Cross. Ça, c'est tout.
Well, je crois la pendule a fait tic-tac tout le tour. C'est temps de dire goodbye. Et ça veut dire que nous autres, on enjoy remplacer Jim à ce matin. On soit Jim va se sentir mieux pour être avec vous autres mercredi matin pour la tasse. Le programme ce matin était fait possible au travers de Bonami Insurance, Sooner Auto Salvage, Carrie's Roof, Peter Schwartz, Edward Jones, Blake's Pharmacy, Industrial Supply and Sports, Savoy Medical Center, Rocky Rider Collision Center, Dr. Jake LaFleur, Brown's Furniture, Teach Food Store, Prairie Manor Nursing Home, Coburn Supply Company, and Eric Gill Insurance. Et là, vous dites qui monte. Ça a été mon plaisir de remplacer en soi de Jim Sommier et on va dire que le bon Dieu vous bénisse.
Thank you, Charlie, and get well soon, Jim, and hope to have you back here on the radio again. And thank you, everyone, for listening in, and stay tuned for Classic Country with Cheryl on KVPI 1050 The Legend. And we have DJ Jacob coming in on 92.5 for some great classic hits music right here. Have a wonderful day.